The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Windwater Productions, whose latest release is called International Steel Guitar by David Belmont and Brent Arnold. It's an album of duets for dobro and cello, inspired by world music from Persia to China, Africa to America. David Belmont and Brent Arnold's International Steel Guitar is available from Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. When Richard Leo Johnson was a child, he had a dream.
I walk up on this scene where this is a spaceship that's landed. Of course, I watched a lot of science fiction movies when I was a kid. And this alien comes out of the spaceship, and it's like this big, tall thing, and it walks over to where I'm standing on this ledge, so we're almost like at high level, and it puts its hand up to the side of my head, and I did the same thing to the side of its head, which was gigantic. And all of a sudden, I was just speaking in English, and he was speaking in whatever language he was speaking, and by the time I woke up, the two languages were blending, where we both understood each other, and it was like, whoa.
That might go a long way to explaining Richard Leo Johnson's new album, A Tale of Hobos, Guitars, and Alien Abductions, called Celeste. Richard Leo Johnson was born and raised in Arkansas, and that's where he picked up a uniquely aggressive approach to the acoustic guitar. He hammered, slammed, and plucked his double-necked instrument to create a mutated orchestra of melodies that have elements of jazz, country, blues, and folk. You could hear that on his first album in 1999, Fingertip Ship. After two albums with Blue Note Records, Johnson musically flipped out. He began creating imaginary characters like Vernon McAllister.
You know, he has an injury, he abandons his family, becomes like an itinerant musician, and he encounters different people and circumstances.
His album, The Legend of Vernon McAllister, was followed by the tale of Charlie Shu, another traveling musician who crossed paths with McAllister. Johnson, who does not live a hobo life in Savannah, Georgia, with his wife and family, and hasn't toured in nearly a decade, likes the idea of the itinerant life.
I actually got drunk with a couple of hobos once. This is when I was in graduate school, and we just sat and talked and drank vodka and beer for like 3 or 4 hours and just discussing their lives and how they lived and stuff. And I was like, man, you guys are brave, but at the same time, I kind of envy your lifestyle. Oh, God. Don't let my wife hear that one. So.
On the third album of his Americana Hobo series, Johnson picks up on the tale of Vernon McAllister, who, like Johnson's 12-year-old dreaming self, has an alien encounter.
At this point in time, it was probably in the 50s, I think. He was camping out by himself in the woods near Meridian, Mississippi. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, this big light came down from the sky. And the next thing you know, he woke up and he was inside this spacecraft. And as typical abduction stories go, you know, mysterious things happen. It was in the memory that he had of it was that he was sort of forced to engage in a sexual encounter with a female alien. Now, the details are kind of vague. And so but he never spoke about it. He just went on about his way. And about maybe 12 years later, this female shows up as an itinerant female musician. She's very interesting looking and unusual looking, but beautiful, and people are really amazed. And the story goes that when she would sing, she didn't sing with a specific language or dialect. She just sang these sort of abstract songs and tones, but people that were listening to it, they were able to understand what she was saying, but it wasn't literate, you know what I mean? It was like she was conveying something to people with just this interesting voice that she had.
That woman is the titular figure, Celeste, of Richard Leo Johnson's new CD. To execute the music of his new character, Johnson used an alien guitar. The body is flipped around from a conventional acoustic guitar, and there's a classic alien-style face etched into the soundboard of the instrument. And it has a theremin built into it. It's a one-of-a-kind instrument designed for Martin guitars by Michael Broley.
And so when I saw it, it's like, man, I gotta get my hands on that.
Invented in the 1920s, the theremin is the sound of movies like The Day the Earth Stood Still, Lost Weekend, and the rock band Lothar and the Hand People.
The theremin inside the guitar doesn't have those antennas. They're wired to different parts of the instrument, so how close the guitar is to your body determines how the theremin reacts, where your hands are on the neck, where your hand would be like on the top of the guitar or up and down the strings.
Johnson works these sounds into a suite of impressionistic compositions that might be something that Celeste would have played as she channeled Vernon McAllister's guitar playing. Richard Leo Johnson's Celeste is the sound of a true American maverick. An artist like John Fahey, who is steeped in tradition, but with an ear towards sounds outside of the normal boundaries. He tells stories without words, creates cinematic imagery without a camera.
I do like the idea that it can evoke sort of some visual things for people when they just like close their eyes and listen to it. Hopefully when they close their eyes, they don't get picked up by a spaceship or something, but taken away. Don't listen to this when you're camping out in Mississippi. That's all I gotta say.
You can follow the latest chapter of Richard Leo Johnson's Americana Hobo Journey on Celeste. For Echoes, I'm John DiLibretto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.